Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake Ruffino, top of the hour, down in Louisiana. We'll hook up with him. He joins us on Wednesdays. We've got Josh Newberg, top of hour three. And Griff. Griff got in a teleconference yesterday, and we could not hook up with him. It was a business call, and it lasted pretty much the whole hour, so we could not connect up with him, and we decided to move it for this week to today. So bottom of hour number three, Griff will be with us. So there is the layout. That's the way it's going to look today. 615-844-5600. If you'd like to dial us up, you are welcome to do that at your discretion, anytime you choose. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, Bill is King 7, number 7, at gmail.com. A lot to get to today. Did you see where Oklahoma, look, Lincoln Riley has done a terrific job at Oklahoma. He has. But is he a Corona bro? Some of his tweets, and did you see this here? Now, I understand this decision is above him, but I think he's part of it. Oklahoma announces that they will reopen their facilities to voluntary football workouts July 1. July 1. Now, the SEC said what? July 8. So that's 3 weeks. I'm not going to say 3 weeks is going to be the end of the world. I'm not necessarily saying that. It might make somewhat of a difference. It might not. It might not. But what's the deal with OU? That's not even a hot spot for this. Had somebody, who was it? Steven down in Atlanta said, yeah, Bill, Tennessee's got to go to Norman. That means advantage Skolcan. Now, I don't know about that. That's, you got to go out there. You got to take on them in Norman. That's going to be a tough chore. But so I wouldn't necessarily say advantage Vols because they get a couple of weeks head start in camp on OU. I don't know that. We'll have to see when we get there. But I don't know that to be the case. But I find that very interesting. Why are the Sooners? I like Oklahoma, okay? I there's no anti-Oklahoma item here. I respect OU football. I've followed it for many, many, many years. It's a good story. It's a good watch. But I don't get that. Yeah, they make their own decisions. Let them do that. That's their decision to make, not mine. But it's mine to critique. I'm not sure I get that. But Lincoln Riley acting like a Corona bro. Got to remember that age group. The percentages of that age group being threatened by this virus is negligible. Okay? We know that. If we just want to make stuff up, we can, but we know that. And they're starting weeks later than most everybody else is starting. The Pac-12 announced. Of course, they're going to be behind everybody else, right? Yeah. When it comes to announcing things, they're going to be behind everybody else because they have a governor who is power hungry and doesn't want to open much up. He's enjoying this power trip. Pac-12 announced it will allow for voluntary in-person athletic workouts for all sports to commence June 15. Okay. It's a week after the SEC. No big deal there. Subject to decision of each individual campus and where permissible by relevant government entities. That was the Pac-12 announcement. I guess if you broaden everything out, I guess the good part is we are continuing with reopen momentum, which is good. It's a good thing. I'm excited about that. Yeah, reopen momentum is a good thing. It's where we need to be. The big mistake of a long shutdown has to be recorded in history as a colossal failure on so many levels. And we need to get people back. We need to get the campuses busy again. We need to get the businesses busy again. And we need to get people on with it. Yeah, I'm part of that group. I like I've told you for how many weeks here, mark me down as part of the reopen group. Mark me down as one of the most vocal when it comes to the reopen group. Record that in history. Put my name next to it forever. That's where I want to be. It's where I plan on being. So some good news there, to say the least. It's going to be interesting to see how teams get acclimated again and how many of the I assume that most all, and again, this is about college football. This is about college football, first and foremost. I assume if you're good enough to make it all the way to college football, you're a good enough player, then you're smart enough to stay in shape and to do what you needed to do when you weren't allowed on campus, prior to being re-allowed on campus. I assume you don't show up sloppy and needing to be forced into shape, so to speak. Now again, maybe that's a naive thought on my part, assumption on my part. I'm assuming that that shouldn't be a big deal. If you're good enough to be on the Big Ten, the SEC level, whatever it might be, whatever league it might be, I'm assuming you're good enough, smart enough to really work. Whatever circumstances you had, obviously you weren't able to go to the local gym, but whatever you had to do at your home to stay in shape, maybe you didn't have all those weights to lift, and maybe you weren't lucky enough to live in the King household where you've got all the weight you need. Maybe not. But still, you can stay in shape and be ready. Let me get a call here. Yeah, we got a minute or two. We can do this. Armageddon, welcome in, sir.
Kind of a sloppy day in the 615 today, Bill.
Already raining? I haven't looked out.
It's Armageddon kind of weather today, Bill.
Man. It's been that way and expected to be that way again. It's been that way for weeks around here.
And then the Corona Bros, I think they like that, Bill.
Yeah, apparently the Corona Bros know the weatherman better than we do. Apparently, because they're handling this for us a lot better than we are. I've got to get to work on that.
So the Corona Bros, you know, we have this heat and humidity and all this over the weekend, and not that much rain, a lot of heat and humidity in the afternoons. And so I think today, you know, the Corona Bros are saying, not so fast now on opening everything up. We're going to throw a little water on you again and kind of try to spread this thing around again, close everything back down.
Probably. Yeah, knowing that group, probably.
Bill, I wanted to – you know, the mayor of Nashville, his name is John Cooper.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah.
You know what I think his biggest problem is, Bill?
Well, I just told you what it was, but what?
First of all, he needs some stilts, I think. He's about 5'5".
Okay.
And second of all, I think he needs to go to the co-op and buy a bush hog and bush hog his eyebrows. His eyebrows are a little too thick.
I haven't looked at him enough to make that assumption, but I'll take your word for it. We'll get him. Well, I mean, he's probably scared to go to the barber. So I don't know if he can handle that himself or not.
Seriously, Bill, all kidding aside, he gave a speech when Corbs and his boys won the national championship, and we had a little celebration down there on West End.
Yeah.
John Cooper was there as one of the speakers, along with Bill Lee, during the celebration. And John Cooper, honest to God, he got up on the stage, you know, they had a podium and everything where everybody spoke. And this man is so short, Bill, he had to pull the mic all the way down. And you could barely, out in the crowd, you could barely see him over the podium. He's so short.
Do you think he could have named any player on the Vanderbilt team?
Probably not.
No. Guy has no idea. Now, where is he at with that 30-something percent property tax increase for Nashville?
Oh, my best friend can tell you a lot about him, Bill. He's a Metro employee, and he's definitely not a John Cooper fan, because he wants to be real chintzy, you know, with their raises for Metro employees.
Well, he's wanting to raise the property tax too, 33% or whatever it is. Now, again, I don't live in Nashville, so it's not my issue. But
the more I think about it, Bill, I understand why you live out in Wilco.
Well,
pretty
that's
a smart decision.
Yeah, I mean, it's circumstantially smart. It wasn't because I thought some mayor would hike up the property tax. I just think Wilco's prettier, and it's out. It's a little bit south. It's got country. It's just nicer.
Going back to your BJ roots, Bill.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
I wanted to talk a little about Skullcan this morning, Bill.
We got a minute. Do it.
Skullcan, you know, this six, was it a six-game winning streak, including the bowl game? Is that correct?
Last
six games they won.
After the Alabama game, all the way through the Indiana game, I believe that was six. I believe so. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
But, you know, he's taking that six-game winning streak, and he's signing four-star recruits left and right. What the heck's going on up on Rocky Top, Bill?
Well, if you've got somebody who's a good recruiter, that's not really new news. You can do that to Tennessee. Fulmer did it. Majors did it some. So historically, you can do that if you've got the right leadership. And I think they've got quite a bit to sell. So now we'll see. Look, if they have a crappy season and year three does not turn out to be productive, then they won't hang on to that ranking. Right now they're ranked number two. They won't hang on to that if the season sucks.
I mean, you know, you think he's given a can of skull, you know, some skull out to some of these recruits or something? Is that a little tidbit he's giving them?
Maybe Skull Bandits, those little bags. Maybe he's handing out Skull Bandits. Remember those? I don't even know if they sell those anymore. It's the Skull can, but inside the can, it's little bitty sacks where the tobacco is in those little sacks. Then you put the bandits in your mouth. Maybe it's Skull Bandits.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Bill, and the reason why I know is, you know, Big Bro can play a little golf.
Yeah.
He's known to be a pretty good golfer. He puts a little Skull Bandit, you know, in between his cheek and his gum when he plays golf.
Probably helps him. Helps him hit it 20 yards further.
Have a good day, Bill.
All right, see you. Yeah, Armageddon's older brother was a hellacious, I guess is a hellacious golfer, and played at Battleground and then went on to Wake Forest. Now, Wake Forest might not be sexy in a college football way, even though the claw fence is there. Might not be sexy all the time in basketball. If you're there, if you're on a golf skyly there, that's big time. That's big. That's hard. That's hard to come by. You're pretty doggone good if you've got a Wake Forest scholarship. All right, I know this. We're late. Got to get the break. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. The police just wrapped up that earlier wreck, 24 eastbound at Briley Parkway on the south side. 65 southbound ramp there to I-24 north of town, east Nashville. There's a crash. It's already picked up already. 65 coming down through Madison. Hey, it's time to have some summer fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online today at adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-0480. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-0480. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Guesting today, it's always weird when we get that rare day off, and I mean it's rare. Monday we were off Memorial Day. So today is Wednesday. Guesting Blake Ruffino, top of hour two. Also Berg with us, Josh Newberg, top of hour three. And then back to Blake. That's about 15, 20 minutes into that second hour. Sorry. I still do that, too. Berg, top of hour three, though. And Griff, because his teleconference went long yesterday, we weren't able to get him. So he's on today. It's weirding me out, man. It's the show has got a rhythm. It's got a drum beat that I'm used to. And when we get a little off course, it gets a little disturbing. But okay, we're good. We're good. There's the guesting for today. Already Wednesday. Yes. Already Wednesday. What are we going to do? Next up is Jeff in the borough. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Bill?
Oh,
I hope you had a good Memorial Day, man. I hope that brisket was good.
16 pounds of it, a little bit of it lasted into Monday, but not much. It disappeared. It's gone. We got a bunch of gluttonous bums in this family, Jeff. I'm telling you.
Well, if you went to Kroger's, Bill, you could only buy two packages of meat, you know. So you got to limit your purchases, so you know.
I didn't go buy the brisket. I don't know if the missus tried to get two and they wouldn't let her or not. I don't know.
It's a limit of two. That's all you can buy is two. That's a limit you can buy two. I know when I went to Kroger's on Saturday, the place I went to, they had a limit of two packages of meat and two packages of poultry. The chicken you get couldn't buy with two packages of that. So
man.
No bet on
well, Saturday. Now, the brisket was a 16-pounder, so it wasn't a baby.
So, you know, but no, but I did enjoy your political show yesterday. I did want to say to Armageddon, they had it was a poll about Mayor Cooper, how he's handling this virus in Nashville. His approval rate is 80% right now, so he'll probably roll to re-election.
Now, that you know what, that says another good reason why I don't live in that city. How about that?
He'll probably roll to re-election, so you can pay your higher taxes and roll on, so that's what'll end up happening. So I guess have to get Scott in OKC, make sure he can tailgate in Oklahoma now, make sure he can fry a hamburger before he goes to the ball game. Make sure he can tailgate now. And Mayor Norman's gonna stop him doing that. So
yeah.
Make sure he does that. But Bill, I know you're about the opening crowd. I don't know what you're complaining about. Every state in the country is open, so I don't know what you're complaining about. And there's no states, it's totally shut down, so I mean, I don't know what the deal is.
I think New York's pretty much – I think New York City's not reopened yet, per se.
Well, New York City, but the state is. The state's open.
Well, yeah.
I believe the state is. I'm not worried about New York City. The state's open, so I might notice what New York City does. But just want to see how your Memorial Day went, Bill. I know you're part of the opening crowd. I want to open up too, Bill. I'm going to have college football, but just between me and you, Bill, is I want it done safely. I want these athletes, I want them to go work out and do it safely. I'm not going to sit out here.
No, Jeff, let me correct you. I'm not part of the reopen crowd. I'm the voice of
whatever it is. whatever it is. I mean,
I'm beyond that. I'm above the I'm the voice of it.
Okay, okay, whatever. Well, I'll just say this, Bill. Do you wear a mask when you go out?
I haven't yet. No.
Okay. Well, no. I guess you're like Trump. You think they're politically correct to wear them. So
I don't have a problem with people who wear them, but the media uses it as a weapon.
Really? I didn't know.
Absolutely.
That.
They
didn't know
put
that.
The video up, and then they critique people. Did you see the hypocrisy of your CNN? They're videoing people by a lake. And they're videoing the people who do not have a mask on. And then some guy with a phone goes up to the cameraman at CNN who does not have the mask on. There's the hypocrisy of the media.
Well, I'll just leave it at this, Bill. Up there in New York yesterday, and you was talking about New York City wasn't open. Well,
yeah.
There was a guy yesterday, a black guy, watching birds. And this woman was in the park, and he told her to, she had a dog, and she had a leash, told her to put the leash on the dog, and I guess she wouldn't do it, so she called up the cops and told him that the man was threatening her life and threatening her dog. She was white, and she ended up, I don't know if the cops never came, because he wasn't threatening her life to begin with. So she had a big job up there in New York working on Wall Street. Well, she lost her job, but she did that. She called up the cops and said they threatened her life. She lost her job because of it. So, I mean, you know, there's a video. He made a video of it, and it went viral. It's on all the internet now. It's went viral and everything. So, you know, she lost her job because she said somebody was threatening her because wanted to put a leash on a dog. So it's as simple as that. But, Bill, the new normal was part of America. Things change, Bill. The times, they are a-changing. Hang in there, Bill.
Maybe. Maybe they are for you, Jeff. Maybe they are for you. But not for me. Not for me. Yeah, the mask. Now, look, if that makes you feel safe, and I've got a mask. Pac-12 Dave sent me a mask. I've got one. I haven't worn it yet. Now, a couple things. I'm not out enough. I mean, literally, I'm not out enough. It's not like I'm wandering through some, and I don't even know what all's open and what isn't, but some busy area. But that's not new for me. I've been, like I've said, this quarantine really has changed nothing for me. I've done the show from the Wilco Studios for almost going on 5 years, whatever the number is. And I have no business, and when I say it that way, I mean, I it's not like after the show I go and shop in a mall somewhere. That's just not what I do. It's not my life. It's not what I'm interested in. If I go in a place, it might be a place, a little store where there's at most 5 people in there, and maybe 2 or 3. But that's not because of it. That's the life I have selected. I'm not there's the crowd. Let me go in that crowd guy. It's just not what I do. After the show, you know what I do? After the show, I do 2 things. I think about the show. I obsess over it. And then I also, because of the lockdown and everything, I've become reacquainted with the market, the stock market, which I've been doing that on and off for a couple decades now. But because of the circumstances, I've been more vocal about it just because I'm having fun. It's taken some of my time. It's occupied some of my time. I've had fun with it. I've enjoyed it. So this has, for me now, just talking about me, hasn't changed anything. My mind is always on the show, and I'm also fascinated with the market because it's very volatile right now. It's drastically up. It's, well, at first it was drastically down, big time, down to about 18K on the Dow, and now it's recovered a lot of it. not all the way up to 28, which was the record, but it's around 25, 25 plus right now. So it's, to me, that's fascinating. I don't know, but maybe with you it's not, but to me it is. So that's what I do. I mean, I don't feel like I'm stir crazy. I'm not seeking help. None of that stuff. Maybe some people do need. Maybe the lockdown is affected them, and I hope things work out for whoever that might affect. But for me, it hasn't changed anything at all. Not at all. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino will be with us. And like I said, about 15 minutes into the hour, Blake Ruffino will be with us. Berg will be with us top of hour number three. And then usually on Tuesdays, it's Griff. Griff could not be with us on Tuesday because of his work teleconference. So he'll be with us today, bottom of hour number three, about 8:30 Central Time. We'll get the break. Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Latest accidents, not injury there at Spring Street at I-24. 40 eastbound, just past Spence Lane on an accident before you get out towards the airport. Again, it's going eastbound. The heaviest flow is coming westbound through Hermitage Donaldson. It's also picked up quite a bit. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Order online at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
on Twitter at Billis King. C. Andrews on Twitter says, Bill, instead of talking high school kids signing, do a study of which players did better in college than high school. Well, that's not where the action is. The interest in recruiting stems from the unknown. Where is the player going? And then the prediction in your mind of what that player will do to help the football program. That's where the whole excitement originates. Fans like the unknown. They like when there's a Johnny 5-star, Johnny 4-star, whoever it might be. And how can this player come to my school and help us win games? Because that's what you're looking for. You want your school to be good in college football. That excites you. It's fun. Feels like family. You can connect to it. You can emotionally connect to it. I've told you many times, I've studied recruiting for so long. I've got more years spent peeling back the onion on recruiting than anybody in the business. Anybody on the planet Earth. And recruiting, excuse me, the voice there. Wow, what happened there? Recruiting is so popular that there is a group of people within the recruiting popularity, fans out there, that like the recruiting part better than the actual outcome part. I noticed that about 25 years ago. Once they've signed, yeah, you want your team to do well, and you want them to do well for your team and all that. Yeah, sure, you do. You do. But it's the whole Christmas part of, you know, what's this player going to do? Who are the schools, and what's the decision going to be? It's like an additional Christmas day for fans. Now, again, it's the entire fan base of recruiting. Not all of them feel that way. But I noticed about 25, maybe 30 years ago, maybe 30, that there's a group of people within the recruiting popularity community that they like the chase and the unknown more than they like the ultimate decision. Even though they want it to be their school, but they like the whole process of recruiting better than what happens actually after they go to the school they choose. That's a thing. That is absolutely a thing out there. Yeah, that hit me literally somewhere in the early 90s. I don't remember the exact moment or the exact year. But that hit me, excuse me, a long time ago. Now, do some players that were not heavily recruited like the ones that get the popularity going to college and are much better than predicted? Sure. That happens every year. Happens all the time. That absolutely can happen. But in general terms, stars matter. Particularly if you're going to win championships. Yeah, particularly if you're going to win big. Stars matter. This theory that you could just overachieve, get players, work them, develop them, and then you're gonna take that group and make them champions. Well, they may be champions to you, but on the field better than the teams that if you're going to get through the Chalky Five, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Georgia, teams like that, you're not going to do it recruiting three stars but overachieving. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. You may be lied to and told you can do it, but you won't. You won't get through that group. Simply overachieving. You may be one of them, yeah. But I'm talking about getting all the way to where you're the last team standing. You won't do it. The hill is too big to climb. You won't do it. L-Dog this morning. Bill, come on. Do not let the Corona Bros win this morning. We need college football in the fall, and we need your show on this morning. Well, we're working on it. We're working on it. I don't know what's happening, but we're working on it. It had been so long that since we had any app issues, I just made the assumption we weren't having them anymore. And look, things can happen, but we're working on it. Yeah, I checked the stream, before the show. I mean, I usually do at least 30 minutes before the show. Every day. It's I don't have a list. It's just my mental alarm clock. I check it. And, again, for some reason, the last 2 days to begin the show, we've been down. But they're working on it. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Promise you that. Guesting about, 15 minutes into hour number two. Blake Ruffino will be with us. Always good to have him. Blake Ruffino down in Louisiana. Berg will be with us top of hour number three. And then Griff, because he could not do it on Tuesday, will join us today. Bottom of hour number three. Griff will be with us. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Wrapping up this minor wreck here, coming on Spring Street on the I-24 going eastbound. Not too bad, actually, right now, 65 up through Williamson County. Watching it build 40 east out of Dixon County. As you come past 840 up through Kingston Springs, watch your speed there coming into West Nashville. Vote for Dr. Byron Bush, Republican for U.S. Senate. Why? Because it matters. Choose someone with a conservative record that knows what they're doing. Log on to BushForSenate.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
NASCAR Cup Series tonight, Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Alsco Uniforms 500K. Martin Truex Jr. is plus 450 to win the race. Chase Elliott, who won the Truck Series race yesterday at 6-1, is 5-1 when the Cup Series race tonight. Kyle Busch and Alex Bowman both at 7-1. Kevin Harvick is 10-1. The New York Times and Louisville Courier Journal reports two horses from trainer Bob Baffert's stable tested positive for a banned substance, lidocaine. Charlatan won the Arkansas Derby, and Gamine also won at Oaklawn during a meet. Charlatan is 4-1 with the Belmont Stakes in June. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Thunderstorms likely with a high of 80. Thunderstorms tonight, low 68. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms, high 82. More thunderstorms tomorrow night, low 66. And Friday, thunderstorms.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Where you can check in on the show on Twitter at Bill is King. Yeah, reopening. A lot of good news out there about reopening. A lot of good news. And it's going to be fun when they get the players back and they are able to work out. And again, I assume they're going to do it in waves. I was mentioning this the other day. I know here locally, the high school where my son is, they are starting back June 1 at the high school for workouts. Again, they had no spring. Here you can have spring practice in high school football. Some states don't allow it. And again, you'd have to go state to state, but some states don't allow it. Here they do, but again, because of the lockdown and everything, we didn't have it this year here. So they haven't been together as a football team for a while, for probably 3 months. Weight room or whatever. Meaning weight room together at the school. But beginning June 1, they can. Now, everybody has to have a mask. And they do it in waves where maybe – and I haven't read the rules. My son was telling me about it a little bit, but I think they bring 10 or 15 in at a time. Everybody's got their own slot. And you go in and you get your workouts in. Now, I don't know what all the rules are. I don't know if you can go out in the field and run routes and be supervised. I don't know all that. In this state, that would be a TSSAA thing. TSSAA, Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association. Those would be, it'd be under that umbrella of rules. And I don't know all that's going on there, but that's the way it is here. That's the way they run things here. And I assume the colleges will be, somewhat like that, I would guess. Whichever college we're talking about. Yes, Skokan right now, ranked number two. Number two. Oh, I saw something from Brian Driscoll yesterday, and I did not get a chance to read it. Brian's been on the show many, many times through the years. He handles the Notre Dame beat, and he's now with Sports Illustrated. And here is what he wrote. He's very good. The other day, I think this was actually yesterday on Tuesday. Latest what I'm hearing on Notre Dame players returning to campus. I've talked to multiple sources. This is Brian Driscoll. About when Notre Dame is going to allow football players back on campus for voluntary workouts. And the latest I'm hearing is that the University of Notre Dame could be opening up its facilities to players to begin voluntary workouts in June. Multiple sources informed Irish Breakdown that meetings are supposed to happen this week to finalize details and specific times, but it sounds like a June opening is the direction where this is trending. Yeah, because if you think about it, and I haven't spent much time on it, even though I am a Notre Dame aficionado, as you know. But Notre Dame's not in the league. I know that irritates a lot of people, but they're not in the league. Don't have to be in the league. And so you can't have a league teleconference and make a decision. Notre Dame makes their own decision on what they're going to do. So, if you want to get on the same pages as everybody else, you better get started sometime there. Now, Oklahoma spoke about this earlier. Oklahoma's got me scratching my head. And I, not that I think this makes a difference. It might not. It might not. But Oklahoma announced on Tuesday they're starting July 1. So 3 weeks behind the SEC. Will that matter? I mean, once we get to week 10, are we going to be talking about you got started July 1? And I don't. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Not sure. But it's just, why are you going to start? I mean, when I think of Oklahoma, I don't think of Corona Bros. But they're emitting some Corona Bro scent for whatever reason. Yeah, they are. But I like, no. I like Oklahoma. I enjoy watching Oklahoma ball. I'm also a Oklahoma aficionado. Enjoy watching them play. Whether it's the 70s and they're running the triple option with Jamel Holloway, or whether it's the 2000s and they're chucking that ball all over the field. It doesn't matter to me. You want to go back and watch pure artistry, pop in the tape of Oklahoma football in the 80s with Jamel Holloway as the quarterback running the triple option. Yeah, pop in that tape. You want to see beauty. You want to see a painter doing magic on a canvas. Pop in the tape of that. That's why I've always said, and I love going against the grain. I love it. It's fun. It's exhilarating. People always say, well, you can't run that kind of offense. Sure you could. Sure you could. And we'll get into this a little bit next hour. Blake Ruffino will be with us about 15, 20 minutes into hour number two. But people say, well, Bill, you can't run that stuff these days. Absolutely could. If Ohio State or Alabama today announced we're running the wishbone, that would be funny. Yeah, we're gonna run the triple option, just like the Bear did when he made the transition in the 70s. Yep, just like that. You could do it. You could win big doing it. Now, yeah, what are the problems with that? If you get behind and you're not really adept throwing the ball, it can be hard to come from behind. That is true. But if you've got the talent, what difference does it make? It also eats up a whole lot of clock, and that hurts the other team. And it also keeps your defense off the field if you're doing it right. So they can rest. So there's pluses and minuses. There's minuses and pluses to it. But you could absolutely do it. Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit. We got the time. Blake Ruffino coming up in about, 15, 20 minutes. Berg will be with us top of hour 3, and then Griff had to move it to today. So Griff, bottom of hour number 3. We'll be back.